Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Erin? Can you say Rob?
Rob.
Can you say Beckett?
Beckett.
Can you say Josh?
Josh.
Widdicombe?
Beckett.
Oh, she absolutely blew it at the end.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was a complete...
Yeah.
What happened? I was getting ready to say the best we've ever had.
Like, yeah, I was getting to say the new technique of doing one word at a time rather than two is obviously better, but obviously didn't work in the end. Hi, Rob and Josh. Yeah. This is Erin, 19 months old.
Because you were editing yourself as you went to see if you said year old.
No, I wasn't, actually.
Oh,
I was,
okay, I'm wrong.
I was moving the... Because we have the cameras on now, Rob, as you know.
Yeah, but...
I don't like to look at them. And I was looking at... It was in my peripheral vision. I was just moving it out of shot.
Right, okay.
Me and my husband love listening to the podcast, and it's always a sure way to make us chuckle, even on those hard parenting days. Thank you for making us smile. Claire and John from sunny Broadstairs. Very nice Broadstairs, isn't it?
Lovely, lovely, lovely little place. Nice ice cream shop there on the front, Morelli's.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I've been
absolutely
to Broadstairs.
Lovely. Well, I'm glad we bring you joy on the difficult days. But for balance, your daughter's shit at saying the name, and it's your fault as parents.
Exactly.
Just a little bit of balance. Sorry, I've done a bit of... I've been on Radio 2, so you have to give a balanced opinion. Obviously.
Of course, I forgot you're a BBC man now.
I really play into it, though, where I said someone texted in and going...
How many opinions are you giving at all on Radio 2?
None. They're all mine. None of the views of the BBC, but someone emailed in and said, oh, I saw Joan Collins at a petrol station getting some petrol, and I went, or diesel, or LPG. We will not be showing a bias on this station about... fossil fuels. Josh, I tell you what, I don't care what Greta Thunberg says. If there was an old tyre and a bonfire in my garden, I'd be launching it on that. I am freezing. It's so cold. I can't handle it.
It's freezing.
I can't handle the cold.
I went out to the car in my shorts this morning.
Yeah. And that's a bit of a walk for you, because you haven't got a drive, or you have to... You
no, park, I haven't got a drive, no.
You park further down the road, don't you?
I go around the corner, I park, because I'm on quite a busy road.
Yeah.
And I could park directly outside my house, but it's on a route where people are constantly... cars are shimmying past other cars.
Shimmying? I've never seen car shimmy sideways, that's crap.
No.
A little nipple tassels on.
Yeah. Sexily shimmying past... No, there's often... Cars slowly going past other cars, and I just think it's got wing mirror taken off, written out all over it once every 6 months. So I park around the corner.
Yeah.
Anyway, went around in my shorts. It wasn't an anecdote I meant to bring up.
What kind of shorts are we talking? I've not seen your pins. You don't like wearing shorts that often, do you?
I do. I wear shorts all the time around the house.
Yeah, I know.
It's
exactly.
My favorite
around the house, but not out and about.
Well, I wear these.
What's that? We've got
they're
video.
They're just shorts. They're just black shorts.
Yeah, but you don't wear them out and about, do you?
Well, no, it's January.
Well, you're the one in shorts around the corner.
I'm literally telling an anecdote about wearing them out and about.
Right, and then what's the rest of the anecdote?
There's no anecdote. I was just agreeing with you that it was cold.
What did you go to the
it's
car for?
It's not on my list of anecdotes I've noted in my phone to tell on the podcast this week.
What did you go to the car for?
Pair of gloves. Hello?
I don't know why that's funny. Just someone not wearing enough clothes to go get gloves with his legs out.
Get some trousers on.
Yeah. No one should be putting gloves on before trousers unless you're playing professional football.
No, they were for my daughter, to be fair, the gloves. But
tiny
yes.
little gloves. I'll tell you what I've got. I've got like a blanket over my legs, like I'm an old
person. Why are you doing this podcast?
Yeah, look.
Oh, my God.
I feel a bit like an old novelist that they need to complete the trilogy. And he's too old or she's too old to do it. So, like, the agents around the government, I've got a blanket for your legs. See how you get on. Try and do 100 words.
So why is it so cold for you?
It's -5 today, it said on my little thing. I've got a heater on full blast. If you can hear that in the background, I'm sorry, but I will not be able to. It's so cold in my little shed thing that I put my headphones in my ears and they were so cold, I screamed. Because it felt like they were going inside me, because they're not like big over, they're little ones, like little ones you get when you've got an iPhone, them headphones, them little ones, like wired ones.
Yeah.
So cold. But when's it going to get warmer? It's been frosty for ages.
Rob, my water's gone again. In fact, I'm waiting for a call from my plumber.
Oh, really? Your water's gone?
Yeah.
Hot water?
Well, no, water pressure, which is related to the hot water.
Right, okay. You know how to do that pressure in the boiler yourself, though? Get it in a little green area?
Didn't work.
Oh, you've done that. You know that one, though. That's entry-level boiler stuff.
I did the thing that worked last time, and it didn't work.
Well, we got that little computerized, you know, the little app thing for the heater? The Nest, or whatever they call it. We got one of them. And basically what had happened was that something had broken in the boiler. We've changed it now, and the temperature was getting too hot. And it broke the thing. So now we've got it on like an even level. But in between getting a new thing, some sort of stat, whatever it was called, the plumber guy talked me through putting on the manual override.
Oh, God.
Which meant it just had hot water the whole time. And then obviously you turn it off and then you program it, which is what we've got now, and it comes on and off at the right times. I'm manually... he's made me take photos of my...
shot.
Right, okay.
Me and my husband love listening to the podcast, and it's always a sure way to make us chuckle, even on those hard parenting days. Thank you for making us smile. Claire and John from sunny Broadstairs. Very nice Broadstairs, isn't it?
Lovely, lovely, lovely little place. Nice ice cream shop there on the front, Morelli's.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I've been
absolutely
to Broadstairs.
Lovely. Well, I'm glad we bring you joy on the difficult days. But for balance, your daughter's shit at saying the name, and it's your fault as parents.
Exactly.
Just a little bit of balance. Sorry, I've done a bit of... I've been on Radio 2, so you have to give a balanced opinion. Obviously.
Of course, I forgot you're a BBC man now.
I really play into it, though, where I said someone texted in and going...
How many opinions are you giving at all on Radio 2?
None. They're all mine. None of the views of the BBC, but someone emailed in and said, oh, I saw Joan Collins at a petrol station getting some petrol, and I went, or diesel, or LPG. We will not be showing a bias on this station about... fossil fuels. Josh, I tell you what, I don't care what Greta Thunberg says. If there was an old tyre and a bonfire in my garden, I'd be launching it on that. I am freezing. It's so cold. I can't handle it.
It's freezing.
I can't handle the cold.
I went out to the car in my shorts this morning.
Yeah? And that's a bit of a walk for you, because you haven't got a drive, or you have to...
No, I haven't got a drive, no.
You park further down the road, don't you?
I go around the corner, I park, because I'm on quite a busy road.
Yeah.
I could park directly outside my house, but it's on a route where people are constantly... cars are shimmying past other cars.
Shimmying? I've never seen car shimmy sideways, that crab.
No.
A little nipple tassels on.
Yeah. Sexily shimmying past... No, there's often... cars slowly going past other cars, and I just think it's got wing mirror taken off, written out all over it once every 6 months. So I park around the corner.
Yeah.
Anyway, went round in my shorts. It wasn't an anecdote I meant to bring up.
What kind of shorts are we talking? I've not seen your pins. You don't like wearing shorts that often, do you?
I do. I wear shorts all the time around the house.
Yeah, I know. It's exactly.
My
around the house,
elsewhere.
But not out and about.
Well, I wear these.
What's that? We've got
they're
video.
They're just shorts. They're just black shorts.
Yeah, but you don't wear them out and about, do you?
Well, no, it's January.
Well, you're the one in shorts around the corner.
I'm literally telling an anecdote about wearing them out and about.
Right, and then what's the rest of the anecdote?
There's no anecdote. I was just agreeing with you that it was cold.
What did you go to the
it's
car for?
It's not on my list of anecdotes that I've noted in my phone to tell on the podcast this week.
What did you go to the car for?
Pair of gloves. Hello?
I don't know why that's funny. Just someone not wearing enough clothes to go get gloves with his legs out. Get some trousers on. Yeah. No one should be putting gloves on before trousers unless you're playing professional football.
No, they were for my daughter, to be fair, the gloves. But
tiny
yes.
little gloves. I'll tell you what I've got. I've got like a blanket over my legs, like I'm an old
person. Why are you doing this podcast?
Yeah, look.
Oh, my God.
I feel a bit like, you know, like an old novelist. that they need to complete the trilogy. And he's too old or she's too old to do it. So, like, the agents around the government, I've got a blanket for your legs. See how you get on. Try and do 100 words.
So why is it so cold for you?
It's minus -5 today, it said on my little thing. I've got a heater on full blast. If you can hear that in the background, I'm sorry, but I will not be able to. It's so cold in my little shed thing that I put my headphones in my ears and they were so cold, I screamed. Because it felt like they were going inside me, because they're not like big over, they're little ones, like little ones you get when you've got an iPhone, them headphones, them little ones, like wired ones.
Yeah.
So cold. But when's it going to get warmer? It's been frosty for ages.
Rob, my water's gone again. In fact, I'm waiting for a call from my plumber.
Oh, really? Your water's gone?
Yeah.
Hot water?
Well, no, water pressure, which is related to the hot water.
Right, okay. You know how to do that pressure in the boiler yourself, though? Get it in the little green area?
Didn't work.
Oh, you've done that. You know that one, though. That's entry-level boiler stuff.
I did the thing that worked last time, and it didn't work.
Well, we got that little computerized, you know, the little app thing for the heater? The Nest, or whatever they call it. We got one of them. And basically what had happened was that something had broken in the boiler. We've changed it now, and the temperature was getting too hot, and it broke the thing. So now we've got it on like an even level. But in between getting a new thing, some sort of stat, whatever it was called, the plumber guy talked me through putting on the manual override.
Oh, God.
Which meant it just had hot water the whole time. And then obviously you turn it off and then you program it, which is what we've got now, and it comes on and off at the right times. I manually, and he made me take photos of my boiler, and then he sent me back photos, but he'd drawn on them.
Amazing.
Of like which pipe and which one to do. I manually overrided the hot water. I felt like, you know, the bloke in Jurassic Park when he tries to escape after doing something naughty?
Yeah.
I was going to say the fat bloke, but can you say that now?
No, but it was an old film, so it's fine. Yeah, that's fine, isn't it?
I don't know if you can say so.
At the time, that's the character he played.
I really don't. I don't want to sound like one of them, like, gabbons, like, sort of old broadcasters. They get on Good Morning Britain to, like, defend the royals. You know, them people that sort of wheel out. But I don't know. I genuinely really am struggling. I don't know what you to say anymore. But
I think you're doing a very good job, Rob, of a man. I'd say, actually, Rob, you're far more progressive than people realise you are because of your accent. Yeah.
Okay, so that's always going to drag me down a little bit, isn't it?
No, but it doesn't drag you down, does it? It buys you. They go, oh yeah, but it's just cheeky chappy Rob Beckett.
Yeah, he's saying bird in a loving way.
Yeah, exactly. He's salt of the bloody earth,
come here, treacle. I've never called anyone treacle.
Someone treacle, I'd be arrested, and rightly so.
Yeah, but bird is a bit dismissive if you know the person's name, but I think a bird's okay if you don't know the person they're dating, because bird originally means...
You've told me this before, Rob. It feels like it's your defence that you have to wheel out about once a week.
Yeah, look. All right, love. Let me explain this to you. Sit down. All right. Where's my tea? Right, come. This is how the words work. All right, don't make me explain to you the meaning of bird. But I don't really use bird that much anymore.
No.
I don't meet new people, to be honest. Everyone's got a wife that I know their name now. Bird gets used a lot. Oh no, bird gets used a lot. Where he's got a new bird when you don't know who it is, but you'd say bird instead of girlfriend. But I wouldn't in person go, that's my mate Steve, and that's his bird, and just point at a woman.
No. Of course. Would you have used bird in the olden days?
In the olden days, what? 2015.
When you were in your 20s.
I would use bird as in he's bringing his bird, or he's out of his or he's got a new bird, but only if I didn't know who they were. You know,
a region thing.
Yeah, so it's not like I would never ever refer to, oh, just some birds, or if I knew a person, I wouldn't say, what are you doing with that bird? Like, once I got their names, I would. But if you didn't know and someone said, oh, he's out, they'll just go, he's out of a new bird. Like, are we seeing someone?
Would you ever refer to Lou as your bird?
No, never. But yeah, that's the only time I'd use the word bird. But then they use that word pet, don't they, in Newcastle?
Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it? How's your week been, Rob? How has your week been?
I am tired. This is big.
Because last time we left Lou had gone away for a week to the Big Apple.
Do you know what? I was cocky because I looked after them when she went away on holiday a few years ago for 5 nights. I had a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I was like, well, 7 and 5 in school.
Yeah,
this is going to be
game. That's a
piece
different
of
game.
Piss. But yeah. Actually, what I found was I can't wake up. I'm not very good at waking up in the morning, so everything was 10 times harder for me until about 10 a.m.
So does Lou normally do the early mornings?
Normally, Lou gets up with them about 6:30, because she's an early bird. I wake up about 7:30, and then I will help with, like, last bits and bobs of getting them dressed, shoes on, teeth.
I didn't know this.
I'll take them to school. And then I'll come back and go to work. So that's how we normally, because Lou's up at 6:30 anyway, normally. So, but I can't do it. So I get up at 7:30-ish and then do the school run.
In exchange for the hour, you do the school run.
Yeah, exactly. But then sometimes that changes depending on my work, or sometimes if Lou's knackered, I'll get up and just do it. And we swap and change. Like, if I'm not working or whatever, I'll get up at 6:30.
But the default is your 7:30.
I'd say that's about 7:30. So a few things happened. My 7-year-old got a black eye, sent us a score of a black eye. Quite a bad one. She lifted up her jiggly bug. You know that thing we spoke about?
Right, yeah.
For some reason, lifted it up.
Right, Rob, just for people who didn't listen to last week, that does sound like a euphemism. So let's just be clear.
It's like a little scooter where you sit on your bum and wiggle.
Right, okay.
She lifted that up onto the sofa for God knows what reason and smashed herself in the eye.
Oh,
quite a bad
God.
One, but I'll send you the picture of the black eye if you want it.
She's got a black eye.
It's really bad as well, but, like, it looked to be like eyeshadows. It looked like makeup, but yeah. And then, but I sent it to Lou, and I was like, "Oh, she's just so you know, she's got a black eye." She was like, "Oh, you should tell the teachers that she's got a black eye." And I was like, "Yeah, why? They'll know." Do you know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be like,
"Oh, it's a proper shiner."
I know it's a bad one, isn't it? But then
oh, my word.
This brings us back to the mental load kind of thing that we've been speaking about recently.
Does it?
Well,
does it?
For me,
I don't know if it does or doesn't.
Well, for me, Lou would go, "Oh, God, I've got to tell the school about a black eye." I'm like, "Do you?" That's an opinion-based thing. Like, you're increasing your admin load there, and I'm not.
Right,
I'm not telling
them.
But who's right, who's wrong? I think my policy is ignorance is bliss. Wait and then apologise. "Oh, sorry, I didn't realise I had to tell you." Basically, rather than, like, be reactive rather than proactive.
I think if you're being proactive,
it
feels like you're trying to get your story in first.
I think with a black eye and a kid, I just think, just go, and then just explain when they ask. I mean, if they, you know, that's my policy anyway, but I didn't have the time to send it.
And did they ask?
No. No one cared.
You were quite panicked. I had a meeting with you about our live show.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
Yeah.
That was a
bad
day.
Well, no, the meeting was great, Rob. Just to have anyone who's
no, the meeting was great. But yeah, so...
The last hour was a very... There was a lot of energy coming off you.
Right. Okay, so hear me out. Right, so... I was getting up at 6:30, getting them ready, dropping them off to school at 8:00, and then I was doing lots of podcasts. I had to go to the bank to do a transfer, which is always stressful. I just think if you work full time, whether you're a single parent or there's two parents and they're both working full time, I don't know how you look after your children or get anything done, because it's impossible. Like, we're very lucky and privileged that Lou's not back at work yet and things like that, but it's just absolute carnage. So I get them up, drop them off, and then I had to go off and do all my stuff. Then I got up to Farringdon with you to go through the meeting and was getting all that done. But then I got because the meeting was overrunning, not overrunning, but was going to finish later and pick up, I got the father-in-law granddad to go and get them from school. But then the nan had taken our house key with her somewhere else. So he was like, "Oh, I'm going to have to take them back to mine," which is a longer walk. It was really cold. And then I was like, "Well, I'll order them some food." And then I'll order them some, like, McDonald's, just go to the house. And then we were in a meeting about, like, "So how many screens do you want at the arena?" And then my father-in-law was like, "They don't want McDonald's, they want Pizza Express, one with cheese." But I was like, "Oh, my..." So I'm trying to order a pizza to their house.
Has he not got Deliveroo, Rob?
No, he hasn't. He's his phone. He has got the iPhone 1. I didn't think it would still work. He's not done a software update for years. And occasionally on Instagram, he'll send me love arts on a post about something that does not deserve love arts because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Please tell me he's got Spotify, Rob.
He's got a pair of trainers from 1998. This is not a man that's ordering food on the move.
And not because he collects trainers.
No, not because he's a sneakerhead. This man's got a pair of white Nike Monarchs for taking the bins out. lovely granddad, lovely man. So, do anything for you, but he's not, I wouldn't say he's on top of things with the old apps. So right, then okay. I'm trying to send that to them. And then, but basically, we've got a lady's coming to help the 7-year-old, a tutor with her maths, okay?
Right, yeah.
Because I wanted to talk about this another episode, but I haven't got, I didn't have time. Josh, I would say I am borderline thick. I don't know if you can...
What do you mean borderline, Rob?
When it comes to academia, I think I could have got a free computer if I went down the right channels. I am not the full ticket. I'm all right.
You're both one of the sharpest and least sharp people I've ever met.
Honestly, Josh,
it's
awful.
Like a football management game or on FIFA or something, you'd be one of those players that's either got 99s or 1s. Do you know what I mean? Wit, 99.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I'll take that. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, surprisingly high kind of spirituality side. Yeah.
Well, I'll take that. Yeah. So, but a deep thinker.
A much deeper thinker than you think he's going to be when you sign him, right?
Yeah.
But I imagine academic maths 1.
Oh, but mate, a bottom set. Bottom set in a massive school. Not even bottom set in, like, a grammar school. Bottom set in a comprehensive in South East London. That is an achievement. Do you know how thick you have to be bottom set maths in a school of 2,000 people? 10 classes of 30. Yeah. 300 people, I'm in the 1%. But the wrong 1%.
Where was I, Rob? Do you want to have a bet where I was in maths?
Yeah, go on.
I was the worst in the top set. I was the worst.
Worst in the top set. Oh, here he comes. Absolute bollocks. Look, I was trying to do their own work. She's 7. I'm out the game already, Josh. Oh, that must be a record. That must be a parent record, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing at 7. Because, to be honest, I was struggling with phonics the other day. I had to Google what a red word was.
She was doing her spellings this morning. Lollies. I don't know if that's a Y-S or I-E-S.
It's an I-E-S, isn't it?
Didn't know. Didn't know. I've only ever had one at a time. Who's writing that? What greedy bastard needs to know that? Don't know what a noun is. Adjective, describing word, verb, noun, no idea. My 7-year-old keeps telling me I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And she's right.
But you've got an incredible ability with, like, socialising, and you've got a very fast mind, and you think very clearly. So did that come into any of the topics? Was there any subjects where those skills played in?
Yeah, so what I did was, I went, I'll tell you what, Rob, why don't you go out, do a gig, get some money and pay someone that knows what they're talking about to do it for your daughter? That's how my mind worked. Get the tutor in, get me back out in the world. Because I think sometimes when it comes to this, it's like, I'm not plastering my wall. Why am I trying to teach my daughter maths for once a week? So anyway, so we've got, she's brilliant, and the girls love it, because when we were doing it, I didn't know what I was doing. Lou was getting stressed. Our daughters love it. They're like, oh, she's coming, brilliant. And then they sit there, enjoy it, learn how to do it. I'm like, that's the best money I've spent all week, because it's not really, the homework's not that intense, but just to do that, and then we feel like less guilty that we're, because I think I was making her worse, because I didn't understand it. I feel like I need to do a course to get my head around it. But anyway, so they're at the granddad's, which is only a 5-minute drive around the corner. I'm in Farringdon. Yeah. She's coming around at 5:30, and I'm like, okay, right, well, what I'll do is, we're finishing the meeting at 4. It's hour and a half. It wouldn't take any longer to get from Farringdon to Bromley. That normally an hour, but if it's really bad traffic, hour and a half. For some reason, the worst traffic ever took 2 hours, okay? Oh, so then I'm running late. So I thought, I'll tell you what, I'll ring the teacher and say, look, we're going to be a bit late, blah, blah, blah. Haven't got a number. Only Lou's got a number.
Oh, my God.
She's in New York, asleep.
The Big Apple.
Big Apple. I don't know what she's doing. I think she was having a massage somewhere, which really annoyed me. Even though it was
you
a holiday.
You can have a massage in the UK.
Yes, I know, but you can't have a massage and answer your phone to get the tutor's number, can you, Josh? So I'm driving home, trying to get the tutor's number. Anyway, I get it. I ring the lady, and she's like, yeah, no worries, don't worry. And I'm like, I'll be there at 5:45. Anyway, I'm not there till 6. She's waiting outside. Then I get the kids, chuck them in the car, get back home. She's there. Hello, you're right. There's been a delivery to the front door, because even out the country, Lou needs to get something delivered.
What, the tutor's taken a delivery?
Well, yeah, she stood there with a box, right? I'm sorry. Anyway, we get in, open the door. Then I remember I've got a dog. The dog's been walked because I've got a dog walker in because I'm up in London having meetings. However, dog walker walked the dog earlier in the day. This dog's bored and has pissed over the carpet.
I open the door, piss on the floor,
dog jumping up.
There's piss on the floor. You didn't open the door and piss on the floor, did you?
No.
Show who's boss. Open the door, piss on the floor, welcome the tutor in.
Pissed on the dog for a bit of hierarchy just to let him know he's boss. Anyway, I open the door, the dog's pissed on the floor, there's a dog there jumping up. I remember the tutor is petrified of dogs.
Normally,
we lock the dog in his little crate so she can do it carefree. He's jumping up, she stood there shitting herself. Do you know what she's holding? The dog's dog food. So now the dog's triple excited. There's a new person, his dog food's here, and he's not seen anyone for about 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, he's buzzing, right? Awful. Piss on the floor, and then I've got two kids as well. They're tired. It's 6 o'clock. Yeah. They won't have a bath. And you get everyone. Anyway, dog gets launched in the garden, right? And then I put the tutor with the first kid in the front room. I'm like, sorry, we can't do it here because I need to clear this up, clear up the piss, sort it all out, get them into bed. They don't go to bed till about 9 o'clock. I sit there, have two bottles of beer, stare at the screen, fall asleep, wake up at 2 a.m., go to bed, wake up at 6:30, ready to do it again.
Oh my God.
I just don't know how Lou does it because I'm falling apart here, Josh.
Yeah. Well, the two bottles of beer aren't helping. I'm falling asleep till 2 a.m. on the sofa. What were you watching? I just want... Because that's the bleakest... You've skipped over, for me, the bleakest image, which is you waking up at 2 a.m. on the sofa.
Well, so...
What was playing on the screen? What were you holding? What position were you in?
I'm waking up, the beer bottle's next to me, empty, and I'm just arms out, just sort of, like, legs up, asleep.
Yeah.
What's happening as well, Josh, which is I've not factored in, is Arsenal are really good at football at the moment.
Yeah, they are very good.
Really good at football, which is exhausting as a fan because I'm consuming.
You care for the first time in a decade.
I'm consuming every single bit of content, and I haven't got the time for it. I'm watching Match of the Day 3 times. It's hard to keep up with your team being good, I've found.
Tell me about it, Rob. Plymouth are top as well. You're not giving me the, you know, but I'm taking that in my stride. No wonder we're both in such good moods.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'm in a good mood. I mean, I'm just a bit exhausted.
So there's too much to take in because Arsenal are doing well, and that could go on till May.
Yeah, but kids, like, when they're 7-5, it's constant questions. It's like, I felt like my brain is like, you know, like, you can feel it moving and hot. My eyes felt hot the other day. I've never had hot eyes before, have you?
I've not had hot eyes, no.
My eyes were just hot, and I was like, why are my eyes hot? They shouldn't be hot.
So you'd say Lou going away wasn't the success you'd hoped?
No, I think I got cocky, and then what happened was, due to unforeseen circumstances, loads of stuff had to happen admin-wise and work-wise that week. I had to go to the bank twice, and then I had to call to the solicitor, go up and sort out the arena tour with you, and then I was working on Friday night, and then I had to get my brother to babysit Friday night because I was doing a gig up in London. So it was all.
You did fall asleep briefly in the arena meeting.
Did I? Was it talking about your bit?
Oh, come on now.
What else happened? They've been playing tricks on me. So they stole the first aid box, right?
Right.
And hid it in the eldest room. And
would you have noticed that?
Only when they had loads of plasters on them.
Oh, no.
And I was like, they got so many. I know they had one plaster, but their fingers were covered
this
in plasters.
The thing about your daughters, Rob, is they work as a team.
I know. They really do.
It's a lovely bonding situation. But you basically are two teams in your house, adults versus kids.
100%. They're like, and when there's one of you, they double up.
Yeah. So
there's more of them than you.
It's lovely they get on so well when they're bullying you, though.
This episode is brought to you by Huel. So I found it under the chest of drawers, and there was just loads of plaster wrappers everywhere. So they've been doing that. I didn't wash their hair for a week. I washed it on Saturday, which was fine. They were sort of surviving.
Yeah, it's fine. No one fucking notices that kind of shit.
No, exactly. So when my brother had to look after him on Friday when I was going up to London. So he came around about 4-ish. And, one thing, they've had Pizza Express 4 times this week.
Oh, my word. It's a good chain. Which, what, is it the same meal every night as well, Rob?
Well, so, this is how it happened, and I don't think it's my fault. I took them out Wednesday. They wanted to go for dinner, and they picked there. I was like, okay, we'll go there. Fine. So we went out for there, right? Then the next day was the meeting when I was going to get them, like, a McDonald's or something. Yeah, and then they were with the grandparent, and went, we want that. And I was like, like, I'm not, I can't pick an argument here. I'm in the middle of a meeting.
Okay, yeah, right. Fine.
So that happened. Then, and then Friday. On the Friday, my brother came to babysit, and he said to him, like, I was like, well, I'll just get you, I can't expect someone to cook my kids dinner. I was like, well, yeah. I'll just order them something. They asked for that again. And then we went round a friend's Saturday night, and he went, I've ordered everyone Pizza Express. I was like, well, that's four nights in a row they've had that.
I think that's good, though.
Is it?
It could be worse than Pizza Express, couldn't
it's
it?
Quite carby. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It is quite... I don't think a child needs to worry about carbs,
exactly.
Rob.
Exactly. They're all right. Dough balls up to their eyeballs. Yeah.
So you've had a tough one.
It's not been... Well, also...
Do you want to feel better?
Well, I've got more that went wrong.
Oh, okay.
If you want, I'm building to something awful.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll build away.
Okay, then we'll do yours so I can get it out. So... My brother Joe had them. They loved that. And they were really quiet. I think they were tired from the week. They've been getting up early. Anyway, so he messages me, R8, oh, they're in bed already. I was like, blimey, he's done better than me here. They've
so got what time do they normally go to bed, Rob?
Well, they normally have a bath about 7-ish, let them play. And I'm trying to get him in about 7:30, and then I reckon they'll sleep by 8, 7:30. Right. But it was getting later and later, and they were, yeah, anyway. Yeah. He's like, R8, they're in bed. I thought, that's pretty good. Friday night, they're allowed their iPads, yeah. And he's got them in bed already. He smashed it. However, what I didn't realise was he'd let them have the iPads in the bed. We don't really let them do that. Obviously, they're not telling him. And then I'm about to go on stage to do this gig at 10:30, and he messaged going, should I take the iPads off them at some point? And I literally looked at it as I walked on stage, oh, fuck's sake. And then they loved it, though. So then he went up, because he sort of clicked, yeah, they probably shouldn't have them still. And he went up there, he said they were like actual zombies because they'd been sat there for 2 hours watching iPads.
So oh, my God, that's amazing.
He took the iPads off them at 11. And then the next day, we went to our friends who live near Heathrow because we were having a sleepover on the Saturday, and then our friend, he was going to go, and, I was going to look after all the kids, and he was going to go and pick up our wives from the airport and bring them back.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
At like fine. 6-9 in the morning. Anyway, so we went round there. They've had a Pizza Express again. Yeah, they're having classic. So much fun with their friends. They're going doolally. We're watching the football and then the boxing's on. The kids, honestly, we didn't realise it. We thought they were asleep. They weren't. That we 11:30 at night, they're still awake, right? Yeah. So we're like, right, you've got to go to bed now. You're going to see your mummies in the morning. Go to bed. My kids are so tired, just went hysterical. I don't want to sleep in this bed. I want to sleep in that bed. But like, we didn't work out the sleeping arrangements earlier in the day when they were compass mentors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now it's midnight. They're exhausted. They've had too much sugar, too much express, too much life.
Too much express.
Going mental, right? And at one point, they're screaming the house down at someone else's house, going, we hate you. We don't like you. We want mummy back. And I just went, so do I. Oh, it was all, but it was like, it was because they were just like hysterical. They don't cuddle me either, Josh, which is horrible.
What?
Because of my beard. They'll only cuddle me if I cover my face with a jumper.
Right, okay.
Because I'm scratchy, because my beard...
In many ways, that's creating more kind of long-standing issues about cuddling than not cuddling at all.
And then I was like, well, should I shave my beard off? And they went, no, because then you won't look like Dad. I'm like, well, that's I'm in a loose-loo here.
You do look better with a beard. You do look better with a beard.
And can I tell you when I got annoyed with Lou when she was away?
Yep.
So my brother come round, and we're giving him, like, a cot and a buggy for his baby. You know, he's the one who's going to have it all sorted in 2 months. Him and his wife obviously want to start, like, building it and getting it, and it's only a month away. You want to start nesting and getting it all set up because, of, you know, nervous new parents, and also it's close. So, like, I was like, oh, Lou was supposed to have got the buggy off her mate or something, but then her mate forgot to drop it. So I messaged her and went, oh, they really want the stuff. Can you get it off your mate? Because they want to get it all set up like that. And I was with Joe and she was like, yeah, yeah. I can't message them now. I can't message them now, though, because I'm walking. And I was I'm at home with two kids, about to go to work, sorting out. It's like, you can't message now because you know, he's just like, how about you stop walking? Have you heard about stop walking and message? Just stand for a bit and just message? I can't WhatsApp now because I'm walking.
Also, sent via WhatsApp.
Yeah. You could have just not sent this one and sent that one.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, I was quite busy at that point, quite stressed, but she was walking.
I got internally angry with Rose this week in a similar way, Rob.
I wasn't internally, I've told Lou that, and now the world...
So I discussed it with Rose afterwards, and I said, I will need to discuss this on the podcast because it makes you look worse than you do. So it's an ideal story for me. So yesterday, yeah. Rose was invited to her friend's birthday.
Yeah.
So I was looking after both kids in the afternoon, although my daughter went to her friend's, but I was looking after our son.
Yeah.
Who then I went to take him out. He didn't want to get in the pram, so he just decided we had to walk.
Yeah.
In the fucking freezing cold, Rob. I'd left my coat in the car.
Is he too big for a papoose now?
Yeah, he's too big for a papoose.
He'd hate that, just kick you in the nuts. He's bigger than you. Could you get in his papoose? Could
quite
he walk
happily,
you?
Mate, quite happily.
I'd love a massive bloke just to walk me round in a papoose.
Tom Davis?
I'd get Tom Davis and just strap myself to him and he'd just walk around. It'd be lovely.
So I'm like, my coat's in the car. We'll walk to the car, I'll get my coat, and then we'll walk to the shop, right?
Yeah.
Get to the car. Obviously, my coat's not in the car. Obviously, I've left it in the house by mistake.
You're in your shorts?
No, I'm in my trousers, but it's too late to go back to the house. She won't go back to the house, so basically I have to do the whole thing without a coat.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's all right, we're only going to the shop. We eventually get to the shop, but because he's a slow walker, because he's 1.5, Rob. This is the first time I've been in a shop with him where he's not in the pram.
Right.
It's a fucking nightmare, because he wants to pick up everything.
Yep.
Finally get through the shop, and then he starts walking in the wrong direction. We've got to kill time anyway. Before I know it, I've stood in the park without a coat, absolutely freezing my arse off.
Yeah, how's this Rose's fault, by the way?
Well, I'm just getting in a bad mood. So I'm lashing out.
Okay,
I'm lashing out at Rose
because I don't like to pick sides, but at the moment,
yeah,
I'm really struggling to be on your side at this point. If Rose is in trouble for this,
then I have to go to get my daughter, go and get her from her friend's house.
No coat.
Fine. Drive back to our house, get us in, make dinner. Right, got to bath time.
Yeah.
Rose, still not really heard from Rose. She's gone out for afternoon drinks. The bath doesn't work because the plumbing's gone because of the cold.
Yeah.
At that point, Rose texts me.
Bath doesn't work. Sorry.
Bath doesn't work. So then I get a message from Rose. These are the words.
Go on.
Claridge's is amazing. We should definitely come here. How's it going? Unbelievable.
I think that's a given.
It's not her fault.
No.
Her friend's birthday was at Claridge's. It's not her fault I'm having a nightmare.
Yeah.
But the timing.
Also, who's her friend? Camilla Parker Bowles. She had one of them lunches.
So, absolutely, that moment was a low.
But also, I don't think you need to know that. Like, I'm a bit on your side. She doesn't know that it's going on.
Well,
she doesn't
know I'm having a nightmare. If she knew I was having a nightmare... Yeah. If I'd gone, I'm having a fucking nightmare, and she'd gone, Claridge's is amazing.
She hasn't. She's just gone, we should come here, this is fun.
Yeah, she's not thinking.
Enjoying herself, but someone else enjoying themselves is not okay.
No, someone else enjoying... And I realised, this is my own issue, Rob.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why does she get to do that, and I'm doing this in my head? And then I was like, well, I could do things.
You could do things, Charles.
I could do things. It's my own issue that I'm not doing things.
Yeah. When are you going to Claridge's?
I'm just going on my own to Claridge's next weekend just to sit there.
But it also, it is a bit like, it is a given that Claridge's is amazing. I think that text is more, do you know what? Claridge's is a bit overrated. Like, I think that's not news. It's like, I tell you what, Josh, blowjobs are good.
She's never sent me that. Bit of fun. How did your week peak?
I mean, I'll be honest, and I didn't get much sleep at the sleepover because my kids were going mental, and I was just sort of at someone else's house, and then I had to come back, and then we did Radio 2, which was fun, to be honest about it. But yeah, then now it's Monday morning, back in the game.
Good.
You know, so yeah, it's fine. It sounds worse than it was, but I just think that...
You struggled.
I really struggled with the mental load... the mental capacity, basically, there's so many things to think about, and on top of, like, other things work related, you know, like I'm trying to sort out this, like speak to a solicitor, plan an arena tour, make sure I know enough about Alicia Dixon to talk to her, not just about Mystique. And then on top of that, go, oh, do you need a taekwondo kit? It's art.
Alicia
it's
Dixon.
4 o'clock. No, my kids. It's art this day. Oh, but they get picked up at 4. Oh, actually, they need to wear a fancy dress because it's something or something else, or they've got enough house points, so it's a blue T-shirt. On, and like, oh, my God. And I don't know where this information comes from. Like, there's a little parents group that basically I just copy whatever they do.
I'm quite good on this information. We've got two friends who are parents at the same school who are bad at it. And do you want to hear something bad, Rob?
That they're bad at being parents?
They're bad at knowing if, say, for instance, it's a non-uniform day.
Right, so it makes you feel better.
Yeah, but do you want to know something bad, Rob?
Go on.
Occasionally, of a morning, it'll be like, wear yellow for mental health or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I'll think, I could text them here. But I, do you know what? I'm not gonna. Why does that? Isn't that bad, Rob? But it's not my job to do their mental load. It's not my job to do their mental load.
I love that. I respect that, actually. In a way, that is all horrible, but...
It's not my job to think, I could remind them, why don't I do that?
No, of course it's not your job to remind them. However... The fact that you've thought they probably don't know and decided to withhold the information is a little bit snaky.
I don't know, Rob. It's very... But in the morning, you're just... It's sometimes too rushed to send a text. I'm walking. No. I can't WhatsApp.
Yeah, Josh is walking again. Blame the kid. He's walking to the shop without a coat on. He couldn't possibly send that message. Yeah, but my thought is, it's funny for them, but then also it would be... If that was an adult going into work, I think that's fine. But when it's the kid, and then I'd feel bad for the kid turning up not in the right stuff. But you're worse, you're more evil than me. That's the difference. You're more cutthroat.
So, I've got good news for you, Rob.
Go on.
This is going to blow your mind.
Right, go on. Talk about
it. Got a text from my friend who's having a child. Wednesday, 9:28 p.m.
Mm.
Just went to my first NCT class.
Yeah.
They recommended your podcast.
Really?
You're officially NCT recommended.
Where's our cut?
We've made it.
That is a bit slightly worrying, though, isn't it?
What episodes are they recommending? Do you think they're going, two words, Tom Parry?
You must realise that the reason they recommend that is most people think they're shit.
Yeah.
And then when they listen to this, they realise they're not.
Yeah.
Because of what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not like a great, they're great thinkers on the subject.
No.
Wonderful academics that know exactly what to do with a child. They don't know what to do, so it makes you feel better about your kid.
Yeah.
We need to get my brother on, though, as an expert, seeing as he'll have it done in 2 months.
So is your brother the expert, the same one that gave him the iPad till 10:30?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
He's quite laid back, though, Joe. No, I think he'd be a great dad, to be fair.
He's very laid back, isn't he? Yeah.
Very true. Yeah, you've met him a few times at festivals and stuff.
Do you want to know something that's happened since my daughter turned 5? Well, this week, Rob, there's been a change. I'm losing her, Rob.
Oh.
She's becoming independent.
This weekend.
So this was another annoying thing, Rob.
Yeah.
Rose has had a good weekend. She deserves it. Don't get me wrong. She deserves it. So, Saturday afternoon, we decide we're going to, after his nap, we'll divide and conquer. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll take him to the park.
Of course you will.
Of course I bloody will. I've not been in a week. I thought I fancy it.
Yeah? Good weather for it at the moment.
Good weather for it. I fancied it. The good thing with the park, Rob, I thought I'm on a winner here. I walk the long route round. It's a good 40 minutes in my own head before I let him out of the ducks. Yeah.
Also, as well, with the frozen lake at the moment, he could probably catch a duck.
Exactly.
There's no escape. Dangerous. Don't let kids on the ice, but I'm saying he could sprint across and grab one.
So do 2 3/4 hours, including taking him for dinner in a cafe.
I can't just say you'd be freezing outside for that.
I just spun it out, Rob. I spun it out. Get back. My daughter is still playing the game she was playing before I left, which is a game she won't even let adults be a part of.
What is it?
I don't know, because she won't let you ask. She's like, it's like a private game with her teddies and art supplies and all this kind of stuff. Rose has had 2 3/4 hours of my daughter just going, don't come near me. an unbelievable turn of events.
I don't think that's dividing and conquering. Basically, it's...
Well, we didn't know it was going to happen, but
well,
the
now
luck.
You know. Now you know. Well, I'd always take a five-year-old over an 18-month-old, though.
Yeah, so would I. Yeah.
That is an easier shift, isn't it?
And then
she
the
has had a good
day,
weekend, hasn't she,
the next
Rose?
Day, we went to gymnastics, me and my daughter.
Yeah.
And then she went to her friend's house. I basically haven't seen my daughter all weekend. I'm losing her, Rob. She's turning into someone who doesn't want to spend their weekend with
their
parents.
What,
she's
five. Why doesn't Rose go away for six nights and see how you feel about losing her for an afternoon?
You what?
Well, I would say I'd be quite happy if my children didn't... want me near them for 2 days at the moment. I'd say look after both of them for six nights and then you'll be quite glad of that.
Wait until they're aware of the podcast. They'll swiftly not want you near them, Rob.
Oh, no, I love them. I love them so much. No, I do love them, but I just, it was a busy week. It's a busy week,
Josh.
Do you
want to know how disorganised I am, Rob?
Go on.
I did some work last Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the following... Friday, yeah. Or Monday even, the following Monday, my agent texts me and says, do you want your wallet? And I was like, what? And I'd left my wallet on the Tuesday. I still hadn't noticed by the following Monday that I hadn't got my wallet.
For a week?
For a week. I hadn't noticed I'd not got my wallet.
But it's all on Apple Pay.
It's just all on Apple Pay now. The wallet is defunct.
Yeah, but no, but did you not buy anything online and need the security code?
It's all in my phone, Rob. I know my security code.
You know your security code?
I know my security. It's three numbers.
I thought he was going to say it then. It's 146. Mr. J. Widdicombe, account number 6944.
I lived a week without my wallet without realising.
That is dangerous, Josh. You're not a cash
it
guy
is.
Either. There's no cash in East London.
No,
it's all online.
No,
it's all on
but
the,
I get
all
an alert
card.
Every time someone uses my card on my phone, so it's fine.
God, you're really across it. You're quite organised, it seems.
No, I don't know how to turn that off. I'd love to turn it off because it's really annoying.
What annoys me is whenever I park anywhere, I get a notification saying that your parking's like got an hour left, which is quite good. Cause you're like, but then when I've got in the car and drove off, it's still there, like I'm in my house, and it's like, warning, parking. I'm like, I'm not fucking there. But then I should just turn it off, shouldn't I?
You should just turn it
that's
off.
That's more on me than Ringo.
We're busy men.
Busy people.
I think, all in all, though, Rob.
Yeah.
You've got through your week. See it like that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good for Lou. It was good for me. Good for the girls. I didn't really... I knew how busy it is for Lou doing it, but I don't think I really appreciated the gear shift now that you're basically the children's PA with logistics and they're doing this that day, homework, then spellings, maths, all that, all the moving parts of it all. So yeah, I do. But I think if I did it again, I'd take a couple of days holiday properly, just to sort of focus on it. So I didn't do any washing either, which is bad. Yeah. But I weren't really in the house long enough to wash it and get it out and dry it. And when it's in the winter, you've got to do tumble dry. Nothing's drying in the house.
Oh my God.
So there is a lot of washing for Lou, which is probably why she's absolutely livid with me today.
Hats off to Rose. This shows me in a bad light, Rob.
Perfect.
But when me and Rose got together a decade ago, I just did all of my clothes in one wash. I didn't realise there was different types of wash.
Like colours and whites and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought up that I didn't know how to... I just did that. Mm. At that point, she kind of took on the washing.
Yeah.
I haven't done one since, Rob.
No, Lou does the washing in our house as
well. Is this bad? Am I a terrible modern man?
Because
there's so many cliches, like, I do the bins, Rose does the washing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but I'd rather do the bins than the washing. I think Lou would rather do the washing than the bins.
Yeah.
But then it's just every household has different
jobs. What are the different washes, Rob?
I do the dishwasher, really, mainly. All right. I'm the main dishwasher guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I'm about 60-40 on the dishwasher.
No, I'm looking at 95%. Unless I'm away, then Lou obviously has to do it. She doesn't just leave it building up like I do with the actual washing.
Yeah.
I should have put a load on.
Fuck. Do you know which the different loads are, Rob? And what program you put them on?
Well, I always just do a quick wash.
I always do quick wash. If I do a wash, it's a quick wash.
Like, well, the options are insane. There's so many options. Do you know what I mean? Just fucking quick wash. Just a quick wash. But my stuff's shrinking. I think the hot water was too hot in our house. We've turned it down now. But I think the hot water was too hot, and I think it was shrinking my clothes. Is that
really?
Yeah, but I don't know if the washing machine heats the water itself or it takes the hot water from the hot water in the house? Do you know the answer to this?
I don't know the answer to it. Don't email in.
I tell you what they can email in, though. We need some bits and bobs, don't we, Josh?
Oh, yes, because we've had our tour meeting.
But we don't know. I don't know if we've got the email for it yet or not. Or
no, we
haven't.
All
right. But I tell you what we do need, boomer stories. We're going to try and get the best five boomer stories. Please send in all of your boomer stories.
The five greatest boomer stories.
Yes, when you were a kid and things that your parents did, and you've probably been sitting on one thing and I can't be bothered to email, please email in, because everyone loves them and they're getting better and better, and I think there's some more great stories
we've got,
out there.
Let's be honest, an incredible one about a crab.
Yeah, at the moment that's the winner. But then please send them in if you've got any...
What about a lobster? Any of those?
No, it's not all crustaceans.
It's not all crustaceans.
It's not all crustaceans, guys.
No.
Please send in. We can email hello@lockdownparenting.co.uk with your best boomer stories.
Should we do small business shout-out?
Yes, let's go. Hello there, wonderfully chaotic parents. Thanks for making this fabulous podcast. I've been listening to you from the very beginning and love it. I would very much appreciate being mentioned in your small business shout-out, if possible. My website is radiobirthday.com. We create surprise radio shows for loved ones or friends with personalised audio messages and song dedications, live or pre-recorded. I'd suggest pre-recorded. Imagine trying to get your nan to do a live message. For someone's birthday. Here we go. We just started this little business, and as much as we think it's a great idea, we have yet to make this our bigger income source. We are a Dutch/English family living in Spain. Thanks in advance. Lots of love from Madrid, where you are more than welcome to come. Bit strange. By the way, it's not just to be used for birthdays. It can also be for a friend you never see or if they have young children. Oh, that'd be cool. If you're going away, you could do hi, girls, and dedicate some songs and stuff like that. So that's radiobirthday.com. There you
really
go. Good. Audio messages, songs, jingles, logo, editing. And you can do a full live one or you can do pre-recorded. Oh, that'd be fun. Little thing. So that's radiobirthday.com if you want to record a little radio show. You could do one for like someone who got a job promotion or a wedding. That'd be quite fun to listen back to,
perfect,
wouldn't it? All your
very
friends
good
and family doing shout-outs. Radiobirthday.com.
All right, lads, love the
we
podcast.
We could do that, actually. Fuck, let's not put that out. Michael, let's set that business up. You can edit that. And then me and Josh can do the opening. We'll earn a fortune. Fuck these lot off. I'm joking. Radiobirthday.com. Get in quick before a big company nicks it.
All right, lads, love the podcast. I'm Jim and I live in Newport, South Wales with my wife and one-year-old daughter. Edit Hats is a project I set up a few years ago which sells beanies online, and for each one sold, another is donated to the homeless.
Oh, that's good.
We've donated over 1,000 warm beanies so far. We also sell little beanies for kids. 15% off for listeners with the code sexy and relatable. all in uppercase. The website is www.edithats.co.uk and our Instagram is @edit_hats. Thanks so much and hope to see you in Cardiff next year.
See you in Cardiff.
Hope to see you too, Jim. He's not sure he's coming, but he hopes to.
Oh, we've been booking some surprise guests for the arena tours and they're good, Josh.
They're good,
I can't say who they are, but they're good. Josh, I'll see you Tuesday. No, Friday.
Yes.
Friday.
Friday.
See you Friday.
It is Tuesday, Rob, for the
love. It is Tuesday.
Of...
Fuck. See you on Friday.
Bye.